This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Thank you. 101.5 The Hawk is back on the air with the Johnny Athens Variety Hour on this blessed June 30th, the last day of June. Where has the time gone by? But there is one good thing about June 30th, and that is that we are as close as possible to July 1st, the great day of our holy nation of Canada. Canada Day, of course, is tomorrow, and we are celebrating right here on the Variety Hour with perhaps, I suppose, not much variety, because everything we play this hour will be Canadian in some way, shape, or form. All of our artists are Canadian. So far, we opened up with Sonny Greenwich playing the Entertainer, a famous jazz guitarist who has done his rounds. He's played across the country, in the United States as well, and is very talented. We have actually quite a few jazz guitarists today. It's a big thing, I guess, against Canadians. Who else do we have? We have Ian McDougall. We have Rachel Therrien. Diana Krall, of course, makes an appearance. Guido Basso, as well as many, 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 many others. All great artists who have really incredible careers as well. And this Canada Day is extra special because we turn 154. That's right. Still younger than Queen Elizabeth II, but not as long as roadwork season, which we all have come to know and love as Canadians. It's also extra special because while we didn't get admitted into the Euro Cup, unfortunately, due to the fact that we are not a European country, we did get the chance to host the World Junior Championship this year, and then we won the World Championship this year, just less than a month ago, June 6th. We were together at the television, at our radios, listening to that 27th title win. And we really did play a great game. It's the ultimate story. You know, you have that rough start and then a gradual climb to the top. And really, that's just the Canadian way. You keep it quiet, you keep it slow, but then you come out on top because everything is going to be all right. We do it every morning in the winter when we brush off the car. Until you get that first cup of coffee in your system, we all know, you know, you're slow, you're groggy, you trip, you slip, you fall on your butt. But then you get up and go to work. So I figured no better way to start this special episode than playing the national anthem. But not any O Canada. This one is by Daniel Herzog's jazz orchestra, Calixa Lavallée, which features musicians from every province in this country. You have people from BC, Quebec, New Brunswick, Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, everywhere across this nation from coast to coast, not to the third coast though, unfortunately. And they made this last year during the pandemic for Canada Day. It came out almost a year ago, June 29th, 2020. And they made this as part of the, you know, the COVID. Everyone was doing stuff online, and people still are, of course. But it was a nice little rendition, and I thought, what better way to open the show here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour Canada Day special than with the national anthem on 101.5 The Hawk. 101.5 The Hawk. That is probably the only rendition of O Canada that really makes you want to swing. That was Daniel Herzog's orchestra with our famous national anthem. Now, I don't think you could really talk about Canadian jazz and omit this wonderful singer and musician and writer, and that is Diana Krall. She's renowned not only nationally, but internationally. From Nanaimo, BC, Krall is the only jazz singer to have had 8 albums debut at the top of the Billboard Jazz Albums chart. With 3 Grammys and 8 Junos, she has managed to cement her place in not only the alcoves of talented jazz playing and singing, but of all music across all genres, as we will see in this next clip. She has a distinct, light, airy, and wispy singing style. Occasionally, it doesn't even seem like singing, but rather a sultry whisper in your ear. As the music plays in the background, she comforts you with words that only she can really enunciate at that time. Charming and enchanting. She was mentored by the great Ray Brown, a famous jazz bassist, and Rosemary Clooney, a very famous jazz singer as well. Which, when you know Rosemary Clooney and you listen to Diana Krall, that is one connection you can start to see. They both have that light, elegant, and sexy style, which we see. And I found a clip that features not only Diana Krall, but her husband, Elvis Costello, as well as Willie Nelson. Now, all three of them, of course, have been known to do jazz. Willie Nelson, you may think, okay, he's country, which is true, but he has released, I believe, I know at least one, and I think maybe 2 albums where he plays jazz standards. And he does a nice, with his style, it was a very nice thing. And so this is from a concert they did together for Willie Nelson's 70th birthday a couple years ago. And it features all three of them playing Crazy right here on 101.5 The Hawk.
Crazy. Crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted. Somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world. That my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely. And I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue.
in someday. You leave me for somebody. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering, what in the world did I do? I'm crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Thank you.
101.5, playing the eclectic and starry-eyed 75 Pages of Happiness by Rachel Therrien. From Rimouski, Quebec, her album Vina just released last year. Here's another thing. She's a wonderful trumpet player, and that led her to win the 2015 TD Grand Prize Jazz Award at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. That's an incredible accomplishment. And speaking of festivals, I know there's also the Jazz Festival in September in Toronto. I believe it's the first or second weekend of the month. So, but we'll have more about that closer to the date. And then before that, of course, we had Willie Nelson, Elvis Costello with Diana Krall with Crazy. Wonderful talent so far. I don't think they really get the attention they deserve. And I mean, I suppose some of that might be my fault, but it's a wonderful thing to get to see all these great Canadian artists come together in this hour. And we have more coming up for you. A great and special duet coming in a little bit. And then who else do we have? We have Ian McDougall coming up. Mike McDonald is our comedian. And, oh, here's someone up next, Guido Basso, a renowned trumpet and flugelhorn player. He was the music director for the show Nightcap in the mid-60s on the CBC, and then he went to do a couple other shows, music directing on other shows for the CBC. He even actually managed to get on U.S. television on none other than the Johnny Cash Show in the 1970s. He went on to duel another famous trumpeter, Al Hurt. Yes, the two went back to back, and it's a wonderful clip. And I mean, these are two great trumpet players, and phenomenal stuff. What fun that must have been. And on a country show, no less. In 1994, Basso got the Order of Canada, making him, I think that's the highest civilian honor you can get in Canada. A special treat. And his first major break was when he was 20. He got to tour with a very popular chart-topping singer at the time, Vic Damone. This was back on an international tour in 1957-58. And recently, he's won back-to-back Junos for Best Traditional Jazz Album of the Year in 2003 and 2004 for Turn Out the Stars and Lost in the Stars, respectively. So, without further ado, here is that infamous flugelhorn flautist, Guido Basso, with Born to be Blue on 101.5 The Hawk. 101.5 The Hawk, live from the top of the Niagara Escarpment. We have a Canada Day special going on here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And what you just heard was Rob McConnell with a tribute to Art Fearn. And before that, it was Guido Basso playing Born to be Blue. Two great Canadian jazz musicians that have both earned a lot of deserved attention. So we're celebrating all a bunch of wonderful artists. Who else have we had? We had Sonny Greenwich earlier, Diana Krall, of course. We had Rachel Therrien. And now we have some more stuff coming up. We have Ian McDougall and an incredible duet between two great jazz musicians. But before all of that, we have some comedy, the Variety Hour staple, with Mike McDonald, who technically wasn't born in Canada. He was born in France. His dad worked in the military, and he got relocated a lot in France, West Germany, and also in Canada. And Mike McDonald is a really great Canadian comedian who just, he has that style, that flair, and that way of thinking that I think Canadians just have, they know. And it's always funny, I think, I feel as Canadians, we say we don't hear the accent, but sometimes you see other people or you hear other people talking, and you're like, yeah, that guy or that girl, they're Canadian. You can just tell, just the emphasis or whatnot. Here we have some more celebration of Canadian talent with Mike McDonald talking about the dangers of American fast food here on 101.5 The Hawk.
Thank you. Nice to be back, of course, to Montreal. Thank you very much. I can't put it into words other than, you know, coming back to Canada, always a pleasure. Best way to describe it simply is as soon as the plane touches down in Canada, I set that phaser back to stun. You know what I mean? I've heard a lot of people complain about the drivers in Montreal, and I really don't think they're that bad, although I do like the way they play running of the bulls with the pedestrians. But, you know, it's cute and everything, but... For my money, where I live in Los Angeles, L.A. drivers, they are the worst, boy. They don't signal for anything. It just drives me up a wall. They're on the freeway. Yeah, I don't want anybody to know where I'm going. Son of a... You know, what's the mystery? I don't care where you're going. I just like to know when, all right? Sometimes I feel like following these people home, you know, just, you know, as soon as they park their car in the driveway, get out with a bat and break their taillights. Yeah, if you're not going to... and use them, all right. Of course, I never do that because then they go, whoa. Stupid me, bring a bat to a gunfight, all right. One good thing about the LA drivers, I have to admit, you're the only people on the planet that can be driving to work, sipping on a coffee, talking on a cell phone, and returning fire all at 85 miles an hour. That's pretty talented in my book, I tell you. My wife and I, we've been in L.A. for 15 years. We still can't do it. We keep spilling the coffee out. Whoa. I'll have to phone you back. Hot coffee all over me. Going back to the McDonald's drive-thru. The coffee was too hot. Sorry, just trying to fit in. All right. Here's one for later. All right. It's crazy here. But I'll tell you the main difference between Montreal and Los Angeles. In Montreal, you walk into a fast food joint, you see somebody's picture on the wall, you assume it's the employee of the month. Here in Montreal, 9 times out of 10, you're right. But Los Angeles, it could be the employee of the month or in loving memory of Carlos. Who was a little slow giving up the cash during the robbery. Tough first day on the job for Carlos. But I love that joke. I really do. I love it because there's always a few people in the crowd going, poor Carlos. Killed on his first day. That's not a happy joke. I just made him up. Some of this stuff really doesn't happen. That's why they call it comedy. Some of this stuff is just me sitting in front of the computer at 4 a.m. going, that would be funny. All right. Carlos dies on his first day. I've got to tell the wife that one. Honey, Carlos dies on the first day. What do you know? All right. But anyways, it would be funny. On the first day, 5 minutes before my first break, this job sucks. I don't want to work here anymore. Stop shooting. All I know is if I worked in a fast food joint in L.A., the first thing I'd want to know is how do you open up the cash register? We'll get to the inventory in a minute. Where's the button for I don't want to take a bullet for the team? Where's that button? The one with the blood on it. Okay, good to know. I'll memorize that one first. What would you like, sir? Number one combo, large Coke, coming right up. What are you reaching for? Oh, your wallet. All right. Sorry, we're all a little edgy since the Carlos incident. And if a guy ever came in with a gun, the first thing I'd do is, hey, the manager's in the back office counting the big bills. Nothing but chump change up here, my friend. We're all working minimum wage. We will take you to the manager. And if he tells you he doesn't know the combination to the safe, he does. Follow me, my friend. Oh, you got to pick that up. Yes, I know it's weird. Come on. Larry, customer needs to see you pronto. Well, Larry's dead. I move up. All righty. I get to wear the good cap now. All righty. You, get a mop. Clean up, Larry. That's one thing I've noticed. When Carlos dies, there's always a few people, poor Carlos. But when Larry dies, nobody goes, poor Larry, because he's management. F*** him. All right, fine. But,
In a Mellow Tone by Ian McDougall, a successful and young prodigy in jazz music, starting at 14 years of age professionally from Calgary, Alberta. And that wraps up the show for today. We do finish on a very special note, though, that is Gil Evans will be playing with Miles Davis. Yeah, Gil Evans is a great jazz musician who was known for his great cooperation with Miles Davis later in each of their careers, and they produced some great work. This song is from the album The Individualism of Gil Evans, called Time of the Barracudas. He's from Toronto, and he arranged the music, believe it or not, for Martin Scorsese's film The Color of Money, which is a sequel to The Hustler, starring Paul Newman and Tom Cruise. Recently, in terms of Gil Evans, Ryan Truesdale has presented a project which is just reissuing some of his old music and some never-before-heard tunes of Gil Evans, and they've been doing that since 2012. So to wrap up the show, here they are. Have a happy and safe Canada Day. Hope to see you here next week. We thank you for listening, and thank you to those who thought of listening in. We don't forget you. Special thanks, of course, to Marie Cassidy and all the folks of this great nation. All 34 million of you, we appreciate you, and we thank you for building up this wonderful country to what it's become. So without further ado, here is Gil Evans, a great Canadian jazz musician, playing alongside Miles Davis, a wonderful neighborhood American jazz musician. Perhaps a good reference to the formidable friendship we've had for these 154 years. Take care, good night. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, saying goodbye on 101.5 The Hawk.